Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're discussing something that might hit close to home for many iPhone users, the official sunsetting of Apple's Clips app.
That's right. Apple Clips, the app that promised to make video creation super accessible for social media, is officially bowing out. Launched way back in 2017, it was Apple's answer to the growing demand for easy, mobile-first video editing.
Exactly. The goal was to democratize video creation, essentially giving everyone, not just professional editors, the tools to make short-form videos. Think of it as Apple's fun, playful take on quick, shareable video content. It was all about simplifying the process, stitching clips, adding text, filters, and music.
And the standout feature, the one that really felt futuristic at the time, was live titles. The ability to speak and have text appear on screen, perfectly synced with your voice. That was pure magic. It also embraced ARKit, letting users place animated 3D characters and effects into their videos, which felt incredibly innovative back then.
Absolutely. The target audience was clearly the everyday iPhone user, the social media enthusiast who wanted to up their game, and honestly, anyone who found iMovie a bit too daunting. It was designed to be intuitive, fun, and fast, fitting right into the workflow of creating content for platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and later, TikTok.
The initial reception was definitely a mix of curiosity and excitement. It felt like a natural extension of the iPhone's capabilities, a dedicated app that understood the nuances of mobile video sharing. It really occupied a unique space, bridging the gap between the basic editing in the Photos app and the more complex iMovie.
It really did. You could see the potential early on, with demos showing how quickly you could transform raw footage into something polished and engaging. It felt like Apple handed you a magic wand for your iPhone camera, allowing you to take random snippets and turn them into something that felt produced.
And those live titles were so clever. Back in 2017, having text appear as you spoke, mimicking your cadence, was revolutionary. It added a layer of polish and information without needing graphic design skills. You could label shots, add commentary, or create mini tutorials, all driven by your voice. It truly lowered the barrier to entry for adding context or humor.
And let's not forget the AR effects. Placing cartoon characters that interacted with your environment, or seeing virtual snowflakes fall indoors, it tapped into that sense of wonder ARKit was starting to unlock. It felt like a glimpse into the future, where phone cameras could augment reality, make things more fantastical.
For a casual user, it was pure fun, and for someone trying to make their social media stand out, it was a secret weapon. Imagine a birthday shoutout with animated confetti or a travel vlog with a 3D dragon soaring over a landmark. It was engaging, memorable, and crucially, easy to use.
Over its lifespan, Apple did keep updating it, incrementally improving functionality and expanding creative horizons. We saw more sophisticated AR effects and enhancements to editing tools, offering greater control over timing and presentation.
That's true. Apple even integrated features reminiscent of its professional software, like title cards similar to GarageBand. The ARKit integration was particularly significant, hinting at a future where AR could be a standard tool for everyday creators, pushing the boundaries of smartphone creativity.
But despite these innovations, the trajectory of Clips began to subtly shift. A noticeable trend emerged, the pace of significant updates started to slow to a crawl. What was once active became a trickle, a strong signal that Apple's investment might be waning.
This slowdown really raised questions about Apple's long-term commitment. Was it a strategic pivot, a reallocation of resources, or just a sign that the app had reached a plateau? Whatever the reason, the reduced update cadence left many wondering about its future.
And the competitive landscape played a huge role. While Clips was finding its niche, platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok were exploding, each introducing their own powerful, integrated video creation and editing tools. These became the go-to hubs for social video.
The question became, did Clips keep pace? For many, the answer was no. While Clips offered a dedicated editing experience, it often felt detached from the social platforms where users were actually sharing. The native tools within those apps, designed for immediate sharing, often proved more convenient and engaging.
That ease of use was the core promise of Clips. Apple knew the average person wouldn't spend hours in iMovie. They wanted something for their on-the-go lifestyle: shoot, trim, add a live title, a filter, music, and boom, shareable content. It was designed for speed and impact.
And that's where the comparison to TikTok and other platforms becomes stark. While Clips was doing its thing, those platforms were iterating at lightning speed. They weren't just about sharing, they became creation hubs. Shoot, edit, add effects, music, text, stickers, all without leaving the app. That frictionless experience is incredibly powerful.
So, from the user's perspective, why did people start moving on? Was it a feature limitation, lacking trendy effects? Was it a discoverability issue, not being front and center? Or was it simply the convenience of editing directly within the app where they intended to post?
It was likely a combination of all those. As other apps integrated more compelling, up-to-the-minute features, Clips started to feel like an extra step. It didn't always connect seamlessly with the final destination of the content. Plus, Apple's strategy often focuses on its professional suite. Maybe Clips was an experiment that didn't align with core priorities.
For Clips to truly compete, it needed either deep integration with social platforms, which is tough even for an Apple app, or something so uniquely compelling that users would export and then upload. Live titles and AR were strong, but not enough to overcome the convenience of in-app tools.
Exactly. Think about TikTok's editing suite now. It's incredibly robust, with sophisticated transitions, a vast library of sounds, and AI features that simplify complex edits. Compared to that, Clips, with its more curated and static feature set, started to feel a bit quaint.
And discoverability is key. Apple's ecosystem is vast. While Clips was native, you had to actively seek it out, download it, and remember to use it. For many, the default camera app and social media editing tools were just easier to access and more immediately rewarding.
It's like having a fantastic kitchen appliance in a hard-to-reach drawer. You might use it sometimes, but you'll default to the simpler tools on the counter. And now, we've reached the official end. Apple is pulling the plug.
Indeed. As of October 10, 2025, the Clips app will be removed from the App Store. Apple's support page is definitive. It's no longer being updated and won't be available for new downloads. So if you haven't got it yet, this is your last chance.
However, there's some good news for existing users. The app will continue to work on your current iOS and iPadOS devices. You can still open it, edit videos, and apply those signature Clips effects. It's not completely vanishing from your phone if you already have it.
But here's the crucial advice: back up your work. Even though it will function, operating system updates or app glitches could render it unusable or cause data loss down the line. Apple themselves recommends saving videos directly to your Photos library.
This process is straightforward, whether you export with all effects or a cleaner version. Exporting your Clips projects ensures your creations are safe and not tied to an unsupported app. It's a small step that prevents the heartache of losing cherished videos.
So, while Clips is disappearing from the App Store and development has ceased, the need for simple, intuitive mobile video creation tools hasn't gone anywhere. If anything, it's more pronounced than ever. Clips was Apple's early attempt to truly democratize video editing.
It was a bold move acknowledging the seismic shift towards visual communication on social platforms. Looking back, the live titles and AR were innovative, but perhaps integration with the broader social sharing ecosystem wasn't seamless enough. Its standalone nature might have been its downfall in a world favoring all-in-one solutions.
This discontinuation does leave a void in Apple's current offerings. iMovie is more robust but can feel involved for beginners. The Photos app has basic tools, but lacks Clips' creative flair. Is there a direct replacement? Not precisely.
It highlights the continued demand for easy-to-use video creation tools on mobile, a market constantly evolving due to platforms like TikTok and Instagram Reels. This leaves an opening for users seeking that specific blend of simplicity, creativity, and social-first design.
So, what's next? Will Apple integrate similar functionalities into other apps, like a streamlined iMovie or enhanced Photos editing tools? Or will they pivot towards hardware-enabled experiences, leveraging the iPhone's power for more immersive, AI-driven creation directly through the camera interface?
The rise of AI in content creation is undeniable. Future video editing tools will likely heavily incorporate AI for automatic editing, effect generation, and even content summarization. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible on a smartphone.
The landscape of digital content creation is perpetually shifting, and the sunset of clips is just another marker on that journey. It reminds us of the rapid evolution in how we capture, create, and share our stories. It's a fascinating space to watch.
And while clips may be gone, the spirit of accessible, creative video making certainly lives on. That spirit, that desire to create and share compelling visual stories, is exactly what drove the initial excitement around clips. It was about making creation fun and easy.
Think back to those live titles and AR effects, they were genuinely novel and engaging. They showed the potential of what mobile devices could do. The app was designed for speed and impact, a stark contrast to traditional video editing workflows.
And for clips to truly compete, it needed that deep integration or something uniquely compelling. While its features were strong, they weren't enough to overcome the convenience of in-app editing tools on platforms like TikTok, which offer incredibly robust and user-friendly editing suites.
Plus, discoverability was a hurdle. In Apple's vast ecosystem, Clips wasn't front and center. Users had to actively seek it out, unlike the readily available camera and social media editing tools. It's a classic case of convenience trumping specialized functionality for many.
So, what does this mean for us as creators or casual users? It signifies the rapid pace of innovation in social media. What was cutting edge in 2017 can feel outdated quickly when platforms are constantly vying for user attention with fresh content.
It also reinforces the idea that for many, the all-in-one solution is king. The convenience of creating and sharing within a single, integrated platform minimizes friction. We see this trend across many digital experiences, favoring streamlined workflows.
And thirdly, it highlights the enduring need for accessible creative tools. While Clips is gone, the demand for easy-to-use video editors hasn't diminished, it's grown. The rise of short-form video has created a generation of creators looking for the next best tool to stand out.
The discontinuation of Clips leaves a curious gap in Apple's software portfolio. iMovie, while powerful, has a learning curve. The Photos app offers basic edits but lacks Clips' creative flourishes. There's a distinct middle ground that Clips occupied, the space between basic phone editing and a full-fledged video editor.
And that space, it seems, is currently unfilled within Apple's native offerings. This leaves an opportunity for Apple to rethink its strategy. Could we see a reimagined iMovie with a simplified Clips mode or enhanced editing features baked into the Photos or camera app?
Imagine launching the camera and having access to real-time AR filters, dynamic text overlays, and one-tap transitions, all ready to share instantly. This feels like a natural evolution, especially with the increasing power of the iPhone and advancements in AI.
And speaking of AI, that's the elephant in the room for the future of video creation. AI is already revolutionizing content creation. Future tools will likely incorporate AI for automatic editing, effect generation, and summarization. It could democratize creation even further.
An AI-powered video editor on your iPhone could analyze footage, identify engaging moments, add matching music, generate captions, and suggest filters. The user's role might shift from editor to creative director, guiding the AI. This is where the industry is heading.
Apple, with its deep investment in AI, is positioned to be a leader. The discontinuation of Clips isn't just the end of an app, it's a signal of what's to come. It reminds us that the tools we use are constantly evolving.
It's a nudge from Apple, perhaps, for us to look towards the future of creative technology, a future that's likely to be more intelligent, more integrated, and more immersive than ever before.
For those who used and enjoyed Clips, it's a moment to reflect. We can appreciate the innovation, the fun, and the lessons it offered about what makes a mobile video tool successful. The tools may change, but the human desire to connect through video remains.
And that's a pretty powerful thought to end on. What are your thoughts on the end of clips? Are you already using alternative apps? Let us know in the comments or reach out on social media. We'd love to hear your experiences and predictions.
And as always, thanks for tuning in to Mbaga Media Tech Talk. We'll catch you in the next episode.